Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I appreciate you getting up early with me, the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans have financed the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. It's Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage from our friends at Quicken Loans. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio as we get started on this Sunday morning. If you are coming in late, one of our West Coast listeners, I will not in any way judge you. You know that. Especially my friends in Vegas who are maybe walking away from a blackjack table. And many I've met in my many trips to Las Vegas. Cannot wait for Super Bowl weekend, by the way. I've met a lot of people who listen to the show from the service industry out in Vegas, coming from bars, coming from clubs, coming from blackjack tables. I especially love it when you guys listen it. It's always a good time. I had to cough there for a second. I have a much more calm Sunday morning here. Even though last night was homecoming for my daughter, so it was 10th grade homecoming, which is always nice to see your daughter all dressed up and everything like that, but it just gets me thinking. I'm going, okay, we only got two more of these. And then it's done. It's all done. Then she'll go on to college. So I'm feeling a little nostalgic this morning. I thank all the listeners who reached out after last week. It was absolutely a crazy week. It was crazy. My cousin had passed. The family was in mourning. He was buried on Friday. We had the dog being put into emergency surgery during the course of the show. The puppy, Nikki Foles, being put into emergency surgery. Well, I can tell you, she came through emergency surgery spectacular. Did a great job. It appears she ate like we thought it was a Christmas tree hook because they gave it to us, what they took out of her stomach. But that didn't make any sense. And then it looks like now it was the straight part of a paperclip. Like she had chewed up a paperclip. The only problem is that we don't have paperclips that had plastic coating on them. So we don't know where she got it. But that's what it was. And she's wearing the hood of shame. She has to wear that cone of shame thing so she doesn't chew up her stitches. But she's doing great. So thank you for everybody who reached out there. The dog is a hellion. And she's looking to get right back into being a nine-month-old. So where we get started today, big Saturday or big noon on Saturday. I don't even know how Fox actually presents it. I think it's big noon on Saturday. They tell you the biggest game is going to be on big noon on Saturday. So it just so happens my schedule allowed me with time. And I'm trying to prepare for Sunday morning and everything. So I get to see last Saturday, get to see Wisconsin and Northwestern, which honestly set back offensive football by decades. It set it back. It was horrendous football. And by the way, spare me the, well, it was great defense. You know, no, that was garbage offense. You can spin it any way you like. If you want to be an apologist, you can be an apologist. I don't have to in any way buy into the Big Ten talking points. So I'm thinking, okay, I can fall for this again. I can fall for this one more time. I can give Big Noon the biggest game at noon on Saturday. I can give it a break because, look, my man Brady Quinn was on there in the pregame. He's awesome. I think Urban Meyer is doing a spectacular job as an analyst. And again, get everybody else off. Matt Leinart's not really giving me anything. I don't know why Reggie Bush is there. I have no idea. I still haven't figured out why Reggie Bush is there. If somebody just gives him some notes and he talks, but I don't see why it's there. More Urban, more Brady Quinn would be fine with me. So I give it another shot yesterday. And I'm figuring I can't see something worse offensively than I saw last week. And I saw Michigan taking on Iowa. And I'm hearing about Iowa being this, you know, top 15 team. And Iowa's going to be just so impressive. Oh, my gosh. PU. I mean, that was atrocious football. And I'm going to get the, well, it was great defense. No. Horrendous quarterback play. Horrendous on both sides. Absolute garbage. The only people that would try to spin that as, well, it was great defense, was somebody who doesn't understand offense. It was atrocious. If you're going to tell me that it's the biggest game, I got to watch the biggest game at noon on Sunday, on Saturday, excuse me. Holy moly, Big Ten, you got to do better than that. You've got to do better than that, because there is absolutely no way that you can't play better offensive football at big schools in the Big Ten. And the quarterback play is atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Just terrible. So I'm looking and I'm searching, because this year's college football schedule, I'm waiting for like the great week. And I was highly entertained by what I was able to see of Florida and Auburn. And I got to see around at least half of that game. But I was seeing like half of the first quarter, half the second quarter, half the third quarter, half the fourth, at one of those picture parties before the homecoming. So I was highly entertained watching Florida and Auburn, but even that wasn't, neither quarterback, you know, ultra impressive. It was good. I was entertained by the game, at least. Because week after week, I'm not being entertained again. Georgia's just steamrolling people. Ohio State's just steamrolling people. LSU just dominating people. Oklahoma sleepwalks a bit in the first half and then pours it on in the second half. Wisconsin with Kent State. Notre Dame with Bowling Green. I mean, it's awful. It's awful. College football has become the have and the have-nots, with all due respect to Tyler Perry and his New Age soap opera. There's nothing to grab me on a Saturday and go, this is really, really good. I look at an NFL slate on any given Sunday, and there will always be like three games minimum, four games, five games in a good week that you say, man, I can watch some of that. I definitely want to watch some of that. And in college football right now, if you can find five games on a Saturday afternoon that are intriguing, interesting, the largest point spreads ever. Largest point spreads ever for ranked teams in the top 25. It is the most lopsided season we've ever seen. And folks, I think it's a trend, and I think it's just going to get worse. I think it's going to get worse. I think the haves and the have-nots are going to get worse. And if you're talking about players being paid for their likeness, and by the way, we've talked about it on the show before, we haven't really gotten into it in depth, but I am an absolute supporter, 100%, of the college athlete not being paid by the university, because I believe they already are paid by the university. And I can do the math, if someone needs you to do the math, of what a free education costs, of what housing costs, of what all of your meals, all of your expert training, all of your, what that would all cost if you're paying for it yourself. So I am not of the belief that universities need to pay athletes. But I've always been a supporter that any American citizen should have the right to be able to profit off of their name, their likeness, or otherwise. And I think this is long overdue. You're not paying players. This isn't paying players. This is allowing somebody to make money off of their name, off of their likeness, before they become a professional athlete. And it has nothing to do. They're not being paid to play the sport. They're being paid because somebody wants to associate themselves with their brand. My daughter like many 15-year-olds, is a huge fan of YouTube. And she loves the YouTubers, as she calls them. Stars, people who have come out of anonymity to make themselves millions of dollars on YouTube. Don't scoff at it. Many in my generation will scoff at it. I applaud it. You're telling me you found a 17-year-old who has a Twitch channel or something that can play video games really well and get paid to do it and get paid to sponsor stuff? You got a 14-year-old girl or 16-year-old girl that can be on YouTube and comment on music videos and comment on fashion and everything like that and can make 200 grand a year, 400 grand a year. Why would we scoff at this stuff? Applaud it. Applaud ingenuity. Applaud people for being entrepreneurs and being able to use what they've got. That's the American dream. And I know in election season, it's very hard to believe that the American dream is ambition. It is being able to make as much money as possible, being able to take whatever skills you have and maximize them. That's always been the American dream, but it is 2019 and we're sort of running out of that. People who believe that's the American dream, it's sort of running away. That is the American dream. And for the grandson and great-grandson of immigrants, that is a American dream. And it's awesome. If my great-great-great-grandfather who came to this country said, my great-great-great-grandson is going to be paid for a living to talk about sports on the radio. I told you, my dad, if he was alive, would have, he'd call me at the end of every show and tell me what I got wrong. I love that these college athletes are ready to cash in. I love it. I'm so excited for them. And it's either get out of the way, but whatever kills the NCAA, I'm fine with. Whatever kills the NCAA and its overbearing rules and regulations and strict guidance of nonsense when they don't care about a lot of things, when they allow guys like Rick Pitino to prowl the sidelines forever, when they allow guys like Bobby Petrino to coach, that tells you how much they think about ethics, morality, and things like that. So good for the players getting paid. But this is going to make the haves and the have-nots worse. Because the biggest programs are going to be able to have the biggest advertisers and the biggest platforms to be able to pay the biggest amount of money. So folks, get ready for it. Because it's just going to get worse. And I will applaud it. I'll continue to applaud it. Love it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.